At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dharakaraka, Introduction. In Vedic astrology, Dharakaraka is an essential concept, particularly in the Jaimini system, where it represents the planet holding the lowest degree in a person's birth chart, excluding the nodes, Rahu and Ketu. Dhara means spouse or partner, and Karaka means significator, making the Dharakaraka the planet that signifies the spouse or life partner. The planet acting as the Dharakaraka gives deep insights into the characteristics of the spouse, the nature of the union, and the dynamics of the relationship. By understanding the Dharakaraka, you can gain valuable insight into the type of partner you are likely to attract and the emotional or practical experiences that will shape your marriage or partnership. Gender and qualities of planets in the context of Dharakaraka. The classification of planets as masculine, feminine, or neuter influences how the qualities of the spouse and the marriage manifest. The planet's characteristics directly shape the relationship dynamics. Masculine planets, Sun, Mars, Jupiter. Sun, masculine. The spouse may have a commanding, authoritative presence and might be someone of high status or prestige. However, the Sun's dominant nature can also manifest as narcissism, where the partner seeks attention and admiration constantly, often overshadowing the emotional needs of the relationship. They may be more focused on personal achievements and leadership than emotional connection. Mars, masculine. The spouse may be physically driven, passionate, and highly assertive. This intensity often translates to an overtly passionate approach in bed, making the relationship dynamic and exciting. However, Mars can also lead to impulsive actions and arguments, as the partner may sometimes act without thinking about long-term consequences, leading to intense highs and lows in the relationship. Jupiter, the spouse may be wise, nurturing, and ethical, often taking on a mentor-like role. They are likely to focus on spiritual growth, family, and principles. However, with Jupiter, there's a tendency for the partner to prioritize children or spiritual duties over intimacy, which can create a disconnect in emotional or physical closeness within the marriage. Feminine planets, Moon, Venus, Rahu. Moon, feminine. A spouse with a nurturing, emotionally intuitive nature who seeks emotional connection and security. The partner may, however, become emotionally clingy, constantly seeking reassurance and comfort from their partner. Their mood can influence the atmosphere of the relationship, and if unbalanced, the spouse may become overly dependent on emotional support. Venus, Venus's Dharakaraka, indicates a partner who values beauty, love, and aesthetic pleasure. They are romantic, artistic, and charming. However, Venus can also bring vanity to the relationship, where the partner may focus excessively on their appearance or material comfort, neglecting deeper emotional needs. They might also be overly indulgent in luxury, romance, and sensory pleasures, sometimes prioritizing these over practical matters. Rahu, feminine. The partner represented by Rahu may come from an unconventional background, possibly divorced, widowed, or from a different culture. Rahu brings intensity and unpredictability to the union, often leading to obsessive-compulsive tendencies in relationship and sexual matters. The partner may become fixated on specific desires, and the relationship may oscillate between intense passion and emotional instability. Neuter planets, Mercury, Saturn, Ketu. Mercury, neuter. Mercury indicates a partner who is communicative, youthful, and versatile. The relationship will likely center around intellectual connection and mental stimulation. However, Mercury's neuter gender implies that the partner may not fit into traditional gender roles, which could open the possibility of LGBTQ+ dynamics, or unions where creativity, youthfulness, and adaptability are key. The partner might not be overtly passionate, but will prioritize intellectual and communicative intimacy. Saturn, neuter. Saturn as Dharakaraka signifies a partner who is older, disciplined, or who has experienced hardship. This partner may bring stability and responsibility to the marriage, but might also be emotionally distant or detached. Saturn's seriousness can manifest as a lack of warmth or affection, focusing more on the duties and practicalities of the relationship. Like Mercury, Saturn's genderless nature also allows for non-traditional unions, including LGBTQ+ relationships, where the partner could be emotionally reserved but highly committed. Ketu. Ketu represents detachment and spirituality, suggesting that the partner may be inwardly focused, possibly indifferent to material desires. The relationship may involve spiritual growth, but the partner might not be emotionally available, often creating a distance in material or worldly aspects of the marriage. Planetary influence on union types. Each Dharakaraka planet shapes the nature of the relationship in specific ways. Sun, leadership-focused relationships, often with a partner who seeks admiration and may be narcissistic. Moon, Jupiter, Venus, harmonious relationships where the partner is emotionally connected, nurturing, or spiritually inclined, though each comes with its unique challenges, like emotional clinginess or prioritizing children over intimacy. Passionate unions, often fiery and intense, with a focus on physical connection. Mercury, Saturn, non-traditional unions, possibly involving younger or older partners. These relationships may have an LGBTQ+ dynamic, emphasizing intellectual or responsible connections over conventional gender roles. Rahu, intense, unconventional unions, possibly karmic, with partners who may have obsessive tendencies or come from non-traditional backgrounds. Relationship karma and challenges. The Dharakaraka also reflects the karmic lessons within relationships. The partner may help the native work through specific challenges related to emotional attachment, societal roles, or material pursuits. Sun and Mars bring ego and passion to the forefront, often creating challenges related to control and personal power within the marriage. Venus and Moon present lessons in emotional attachment and material indulgence, pushing the native to balance love and security with personal growth. Rahu introduces karmic ties and obsession, while Saturn brings lessons of endurance and patience, with possible delays or challenges that test the stability and commitment of the union. Mercury and Saturn can emphasize non-traditional gender roles, where the LGBTQ+ dynamic, or intellectual-emotional distance, plays a key part in the karmic unfolding of the relationship. Conclusion. In Vedic astrology, the Dharakaraka provides profound insight into one's spouse, relationship dynamics, and karmic lessons within marriage. Each planet, whether masculine, feminine, or neuter star, brings distinct qualities to the union, shaping the character of the spouse and the type of emotional or material experiences one is likely to face. By analyzing the Dharakaraka, one gains a deeper understanding of how their partner influences their life, both emotionally and spiritually, while also revealing the karmic challenges and growth opportunities inherent in the union. Dharakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsha. General characteristics of Sagittarius Navamsha. Sagittarius Navamsha emphasizes wisdom, higher learning, adventure, and spiritual growth. Individuals with planets in Sagittarius Navamsha seek relationships that are based on shared values, mutual exploration, and a desire for personal and spiritual growth. They are drawn to partners who are open-minded, optimistic, and focused on self-improvement. In relationships, they value freedom, independence, and mutual respect for each other's individual journeys. Relationships in Sagittarius Navamsha are often built on a sense of adventure, personal growth, and a shared philosophical or spiritual outlook. Sun is Dharakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Sagittarius Navamsha. The spouse is charismatic, wise, and focused on personal and spiritual growth. They are likely to take on a leadership role in guiding the relationship toward higher learning and shared goals. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly self-righteous or dogmatic in their beliefs, seeking to dominate the relationship with their ideas of wisdom and moral superiority. Union type. The relationship thrives on mutual respect, shared ideals, and a desire for personal and spiritual growth. The spouse leads with wisdom and charisma, but must avoid becoming too dogmatic or rigid in their approach to the relationship. Moon is Dharakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Sagittarius Navamsha. The spouse is emotionally wise, adventurous, and nurturing. They provide emotional security through shared experiences, exploration, and a deep connection to spiritual or philosophical ideas. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally detached or too focused on their personal growth, neglecting the emotional needs of the relationship. Union type. The relationship is emotionally fulfilling, with the spouse providing nurturing through shared adventures and growth. However, there may be a need to balance the desire for freedom with the emotional intimacy required to maintain a deep connection. Mars as Dharakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Sagittarius Navamsha. The spouse is assertive, adventurous, and driven by a desire for growth and exploration. They bring passion and energy to the relationship, often pushing for new experiences and challenges. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly aggressive or impulsive in their pursuit of adventure, leading to conflicts over freedom and independence. Union type. The relationship is marked by passion and adventure. Mars brings energy and a desire for exploration, but there may be challenges if the partner becomes too focused on their personal goals and neglects the needs of the relationship. Mercury is Dharakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Sagittarius Navamsha. The spouse is intellectual, curious, and enjoys exploring new ideas and philosophies. They communicate openly and are always seeking new knowledge and experiences, making the relationship intellectually stimulating. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly focused on intellectual pursuits, neglecting emotional or practical aspects of the relationship. Union type. The relationship thrives on communication, learning, and shared intellectual growth. The spouse enjoys discussing ideas and exploring new perspectives, but there may be a need to focus more on emotional connection and practical concerns to maintain balance. Jupiter as Dharakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Sagittarius Navamsha. The spouse is wise, optimistic, and focused on spiritual and personal growth. They are generous and open-minded, guiding the relationship toward mutual exploration and higher understanding. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly focused on teaching or guiding, assuming a mentor role in the relationship, which could lead to an imbalance in the partnership. Union type. The relationship is centered on mutual growth, wisdom, and spiritual exploration. Jupiter brings optimism and a desire for shared learning, but the partner must avoid assuming a superior role, which could hinder the balance of power in the relationship. Venus as Dharakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Sagittarius Navamsha. The spouse is romantic, adventurous, and focused on experiencing love through shared exploration and growth. They value freedom and are drawn to partners who share their love for travel, learning, and adventure. Potential challenges. The partner may become restless or detached. Seeking constant new experiences and neglecting emotional depth or stability in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is adventurous and filled with love for exploration and new experiences. Venus brings romance and excitement, but there may be challenges if the partner becomes too focused on freedom and new experiences, leading to a lack of emotional stability or commitment. Saturn as Dharakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Sagittarius. The spouse is disciplined, responsible, and committed to long-term growth and stability in the relationship. They bring structure to the adventurous nature of Sagittarius, ensuring that the relationship is grounded and built on mutual respect and responsibility. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally distant or overly rigid, focusing too much on responsibility and long-term goals, which could stifle the adventurous spirit of the relationship. Union type. The relationship is grounded in responsibility, stability, and a shared commitment to long-term growth. Saturn brings patience and perseverance, but the relationship may lack emotional spontaneity if the partner becomes too rigid or focused on responsibility. Rahu as Dharakaraka in Sagittarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Sagittarius Navamsha. The spouse is unconventional, adventurous, and focused on pushing boundaries in the relationship. They bring excitement and unpredictability, often challenging traditional roles and expectations in the partnership. Potential challenges. The partner may become obsessive or overly focused on personal freedom, neglecting the emotional needs of the relationship in favor of new experiences or personal growth. Union type. The relationship is marked by excitement, adventure, and a desire to explore new ways of being together. Rahu brings an unconventional energy to the partnership, but this can lead to instability if the partner becomes too focused on personal freedom or pushes boundaries too far.